end is near, and so I face the final break run. I've tried so very hard to make this track a really great one. I've toiled for weeks on end. I've checked the G's and I've tunnel tested. And more, much more than this, I even checked the E brake. Some pumps, it's got a few, but then again, you'll hardly notice. At 200 miles an hour, your last thought will be the smoothness. I've tried to place the nodes so that it doesn't rip your spine out, but at least this I can say, I tested the E-brake. I've tried to hardline all the way through, but as you can see, I don't have a clue. I think it's just luck that I figured out how to make turns with decent leadouts. The lift's really dull, but that's not all. I even checked the E-brake. Now when you rate this track, please keep in mind it's not realistic. No limits, that's the name. So why should I keep things simplistic? You may see that it's crap, and you'll tell me in your rating. But you must admit that I checked the E-brake. For what is a train that doesn't stop? It just keeps going into the next block. It's bad build technique that causes a crash. It's an obvious sign that the track work is trash. The record shows this track really blows, but it's got a good E-brake.
Oh, son of a bitch! Why the hell is it still pumping? God damn it!
Yes, it's got a good E-brake.
I can't take it anymore, man.